Welcome back to Steel Belted Radio. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Jeff Robson, your host here till 8 o'clock. We are pre-recorded tonight, couldn't make it live down to the studio because like all pleasure seekers, all true pleasure seekers anyway, I am headed to the Stew Dome tonight to see C.R. Avery for a show that promises to be wild and weird and wonderful and definitely something worth getting up off the couch for. If you haven't made your plans yet, just come on down to the Stew Dome. You can find the address on the Facebook or whatever. I'd tell it to you, but then I'd have to look it up. Come on down. See C.R. Avery. It's going to be a real good time. We're going to start off with this set with a few songs that that aren't necessarily a good time. I spent a day this week talking about Gord Downie's latest project, The Secret Path. And it's a pretty powerful and amazing thing when you get right down to it and pay attention to the whole thing. That's it's the songs themselves, the poetry behind them, the emotions that they convey, but most importantly, the story that they represent. It's the story of a young boy, 12 years old, who was sent to one of Canada's residential schools. And like so many others, he tried to escape the horrors that went on there. And he tried to walk home hundreds of kilometers from Kenora and froze to death on the way home. And it's a sad and tragic tale, but it's an amazing project and one that definitely should be looked at and should be talked about. And we kind of have swept this really ugly history in Canada under the rug. And thank God for people like Gord Downie bringing it out into the light again. If you haven't looked at it already, you definitely need to. I recommend the movie that's on YouTube. You can just search up the Secret Path. And you can watch the animated film. But pick yourself up a copy of the book and or the CD and or the vinyl record, because all the money goes to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And it's a pretty great record. If you listen to the songs, like these aren't radio hits. So, you know, if you don't love the song, it's probably because you're not getting the context, which you would get from the book. So I encourage you to seek it out, and we'll play you one from The Secret Path. Here's the great Gord Downie, Steel Belted Radio.
I'm not going back. On the 21st day, the sun didn't hate me. The food wasn't angry. The bed didn't sigh. The ceiling said it's possible I might get my looks back on the 21st day of my stay here. On the 21st day, danced to the 12th step, examined, admitted I'm powerless too. Sang the one about the spring, the cat ran away on the 21st day of my court-ordered stay here. Punk and the priest and the real estate agent, the girl with no teeth and the shaky marine, the Serbian deadhead who wears his sunglasses so no one can see at my eyes. In for 3 weeks or in for forever, here at the 17th Street Treatment Center, most of us probably not getting better, but not getting better together.
Separate you from
They're the Mighty Mighty Drive-By Truckers with something from their unbelievable new album, American Band. This thing grows on me all the time. It's just, it's a spectacular piece of work. We heard Baggage there, a song written in response to the death of Robin Williams and how that affected singer Patterson Hood there. Before that, we heard John K. Sampson from his new album, Winter Wheat. Deals with a lot of very personal kind of subjects there. Quite a story, quite a scene there in that one. 17th Street Treatment Center. Pardon me. Another powerful record from Sampson. If you haven't heard that, put that on your Christmas list. And you should definitely put the book or the CD or the vinyl version or the deluxe edition combo pack, which I have asked Santa for. The Secret Path from Gord Downie. We heard I Will Not Be Struck. If you buy the book, it comes with a download of that fine, fine record. And it's definitely something that you should take the time to get to know and talk about. You know what? I love that Drive-By Truckers record so much. If you are putting together your best of 2016 list, you better be listening to this record. Because it's pretty worthy of contention, I would say. And I want to hear one more powerful, timely kind of a song. Another response to a tragedy, this time a shooting rampage, one of many in America this past year. From the album American Band, these are the Drive-By Truckers with something called The Guns of Umpqua on Steel Belted Radio.
Jack has had a twist, it feels more perfect with every kiss. Now I'm walking away, I guess I don't understand why someone like you would be cruel. I don't know what the truth is, but you give me every reason to fall out of everlasting arms. And if I could write to you, God, all I would say is I miss you more every day. I'll try. We'll be right back.
day longer night, chasing these highway lights. Sun's gone down, the lights are up, I hope that I'll make it on time. From the coast out through the Rockies, Alberta, she's looking fine. The sun's coming up across the prairies, and I hope that I'll make it on time. I hope that I'll make it on time. Leaves to wear and west to east, I've crossed every border line, every town and every city, find another every night. From the plains out through the Great Lakes, each and every mile, 17 don't get no shorter, but I think that I'm making good time. Foggy mind, it's all just fading tonight. I slept an hour in marathon, I just called to say I'm alright. I can see the Easter coming, 10 more miles to the line. Don't know
guy from Saskatchewan named Zachary Lucky. He's got a great new record called Everywhere a Man Can Be. That's Make It On Time. If you like the country music, that's a pretty great record to check out. Before that, we heard John D. Graham from his newest EP thing, Knoxville Skyline. We heard Things Might Turn Out Right, and they did. We also heard Lydia Lovelace in there, Out on Love from her album Real and the Drive-By Truckers again, with Guns of Umpqua from American Band, and got to send a shout out and thanks to my pal, former Steel Belted Radio host Gary, who put together a little road trip to see the Drive-By Truckers and Lydia Lovelace a few months ago, and boy oh boy, was that a great, great time, and I just appreciated that, and I enjoyed it. So there you go. Let's just play some great music. Here's one that's newish. Haven't played this guy in a while, although I love him. I want to be friends. From a new album called DaCosta. This is Anthony DaCosta with a song called Go Steady. It's Steel Belted Radio.
Just Huntsville Affair, and it goes like this.
Wake up. up late and you go to work. You're so much better than you appear. I love you so much, I'm scared. I hope to see you now and then. Wave to me from across a bar. Introduce me to your boyfriend. Shout out requests to the band. Roll down the window and blow your smoke. Wake up late and you go to work. You're so much better than you appear. Oh, I love you so much, I'm scared. You wake up me and you fall asleep. Disappear back to the streets. It's so much better when you are here. Oh, I love you so much, I'm scared.
Train. spreads his vision out like an open hand. A smile can open those sleeping eyes. Silver line parts the moons of butterflies.
Late great John Bottomley there from his masterpiece Blackberry, produced by Colin Linden. That was him playing along so beautifully. Candle in the Dark there. Just, man, we lost that guy far too early. We heard 3 o'clock Train in there, title track to a little EP Mac and the gang put together this year called Train of Dreams. Got to see Mac a couple of times this year, and I know he said he'll be back in the new year, and those of you who didn't get out to see him one of those times need to do so. We heard NQR Buckle in there. While you're waiting for the next NQR Buckle show here in Winnipeg, you email them at nqrbuckle@gmail.com. You send them some money and they'll send you that CD. It's called Live of the Dakota. It is it's one of those shows where they hit record, they did the show, and then they hit stop. So there's between you and me, it could use some editing in between songs, I think. I don't know if I need to hear like every moment in between songs, but the songs are so great, and well, Neville's so funny that it's worthwhile. And we heard Anthony DaCosta in there from his new album DaCosta. We heard Go Steady. How about some Calexico? Still about the radio.
Corona. We'll be right back.
tired of saying that I won't get lost ever again. Who knows? Maybe I will. And everywhere I go, there I'll be with the rest of you, breaking a pile of leaves. Oh my, truly daunting. But my blue eyes cannot see that their real hues was probably green. I should keep records of these things, and I know what yesterday's bring. And I'm not really sure, but I'm starting to think that I've been here before. Who knows? I have. And everywhere I went, there I was with the choir bees. They were all abuzz. Oh my, how amusing. But my blue eyes cannot see that their real hue was probably gray. I should keep records of these things, and I know what.
Capping us off and leading us into Venus Envy, that's Lissy there from her fabulous record, Catching a Tiger. That was Record Collector. Before that, we heard Eliza Gilkison, a solid steel-belted classic there, Wonderland from her album Land of Milk and Honey, and Calexico sharing some Corona with us. We got to go. Venus Envy is coming up next, so please stay tuned. After that, Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, great night for radio here on UMFM. So glad to be a part of it, and I'm so glad you stopped in. I'll be back on Sunday for Tell the Band to Go Home, 2 to 4 p.m. The next Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio will return. Thank you for listening.